We're Alive would like to thank the SAG Foundation's Don LaFontaine Voiceover Lab for their contribution to the show.
This radio show includes loud, sudden noises and some adult situations. Please listen responsibly.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 23, The Devil's Workshop. Part 2 of 3.
The arena was a mess. Some of the building had collapsed in on itself, and several large fires were burning along the right side. But most of it still looked intact. There were shell casings in some spots, large pools of blood in others. One thing I couldn't find was any bodies. The whole area looked like a bus. That is, until I wandered towards one of the blast sites, where I saw a flipped truck with the doors wide open. Oh, what the hell? I found a map shoved in the center console. It showed a winding path that started at the strip mall and ended at the arena. I knew it! I found you fuckers! Come on, come on, come on, hold on. Where were you going next? The map didn't say exactly. There were a few pin marks along the other roads. Come on! You need to give me more than that! Ah! Someone lost their lunch? Gross. Ah! Give me something, you pieces of... Then I saw it. Lizzie's bag. I recognized it from the strap. It had broke a few weeks ago, so I fixed it with a zip tie. She didn't want a new one. Thought this one was lucky. Oh my god. Baby? Were you in here? Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Give me a sign. Give me a sign you were in here, okay? Give me a sign. Come on. Please, please, please. Something, anything. Please. You have to be okay. You have to be.
Come on, this is getting stupid. Why don't you just pick up? Now I know you can hear me. I'm not mad. Come on, just pick up, will you? Just pick up. I'm not mad at you.
Can't, man. Can't. What's this? Come on. Really? Seriously? Batteries? Come on. Nothing. Wonderful.
I found a car dealership.
Hold
I'm
up.
Gonna wander inside.
Hey!
These cars are new, and if I find keys, I'm betting they'll start.
Oh, God.
Hey, they're taking me up from 110 North. Not sure where we're going, but I don't think it's much further. They stopped to check something, so I don't have much time. They haven't said much, but I'll try to get more soon. This skinny asshole, Tar, likes to talk, so I might be able to get... Oh, shoot, they're coming back. We were attacked. It was just like the ambush before, but this was different. They're special, the little ones. This thing had a black plaque number 5 on its forearm. I tried to get inside, but...
Oh, gotta go.
Don't leave me in here! We were attacked, and now we're attacking. Shoot! I can't! I'm stuck back here! The door won't open!
This way.
I think it was a left back there.
Hold on. What stairwell did you take?
I have no idea. We're a little lost too. Our stairwell only went to the 10th floor.
What floor are we on?
I thought we were on the 10th.
This place is damn confusing. Find a map.
There was one back there.
I don't think this wing connects with the main tower.
I don't think this one does either. Where are we?
Here, in cardiology.
Angel, where the hell are you at?
I have no freaking clue!
There's gotta be a sign somewhere.
Give me that! We're at physical therapy.
That's not far from here. Beneath us.
Wrong floor, dingbats. You're on the 9th.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense now.
Neither one of these stairwells connect to the main tower where the helicopter's at.
We're headed your way. Stay put.
No way, we're coming toward you!
I don't need you getting lost. You don't even know what floor you're on.
Quiet! Let's just go this way.
I told you we were coming to you.
Yeah, well, this was faster.
Someone figured out a way out of here. We saw a bunch of those things outside. There another way out?
Yeah, up.
I think we might want to consider one of your backup plans. What do you got?
That was it. Up.
We're wasting time. Come here, all of you.
I know, we looked at the map. These stairwells here don't connect to the main tower. This wing over here does, though. We need to get to it.
Wait, the center's there. And we've got an elevator down the hall that'll take us right to the top.
Power's out, idiots.
I know, but we could climb up the elevator shaft.
Well, good luck with that. I mean, I tried. Couldn't get it open.
Well, how do we get to that stairwell?
I don't know.
This map is so confusing.
No,
who the hell made this thing?
Oh, come on. It makes perfect sense. If the elevators were working...
But they're not!
I know that. I didn't say they were!
What? You're being too loud!
Got it!
Move!
This way!
I thought it was the other stairwell!
No, it's not! Trust me! 2 floors down!
They're coming up!
You realize we're running towards them?
Yes! This way, 8th floor. It connects to the other wing. Come on, follow the green line!
I got him!
We can take them while we're running.
We can't kill them all!
They're coming from behind!
And in front!
Then clear a path!
They're coming from both ways!
End of the hall!
There's nowhere to go!
Quick, in here!
There's no way out! We're trapped in here!
It's a damn on-call room! How are we gonna get out?
The window! Oh, Lordy, it's a long way down!
Move, let me look!
Okay, no one help me open the goddamn cabinet!
The doors, they're thick metal. We might be alright.
The handle!
I got it!
You didn't lock it?
I thought I did. It's not working. Well, keep holding it. I'm thinking. Ryan, push the cabinet thing closer. In case I can't hold this thing. It's one hell of a strong.
What's in here? What can we use?
Use for what?
I've got my bag, but I don't think I have anything that'll help.
Whatever you're doing, do it fast. I can't hold this forever.
Well, here. I'll grab it. We'll switch off.
What are you looking for?
Anything.
We have ammo still. Why not open the door and unload?
Take out the ones in front just to be replaced by the ones behind? You see how many they were chasing us?
He's right. We have ammo, but not enough to kill them all.
Hey, these might work.
Bed sheets.
There's a rooftop below. It's a few floors. We can make it.
Wait, what?
I know. It won't be easy.
I don't know about this.
You think I can?
Me too.
You've done it before, Bert. Where do you think I got the idea from?
Well, that was one floor. This is a lot more than that.
I'd rather go through them. I'm not doing this.
You'll do it because you have to. Come on. Give me a hand tying these together.
What if it doesn't hold?
I don't like this idea one freaking bit. But here, I'll show you the knot. It'll hold if we do it right.
We took turns connecting the long trail of sheets while one of us held the door. Kalani checked each knot to make sure they were tight. Our hearts raced as the door started to flex in the middle from one of the impacts on the other side.
All right, that's enough. Tie it down.
Use those racks there. It should hold.
This door isn't going to make it much longer. The handle's starting to give.
Well, who first? Don't all volunteer at once.
I'll go. Stand back.
We're so high up. What if it rips?
If it holds for me, it'll hold for you.
Wait! Send Riley first. Lower her down so she doesn't have to climb.
Can I close my eyes?
Sure.
Here, we'll tie it into my backpack and we'll strap it in. It's strong enough. It'll hold you. We tied the bedsheet rope around Riley and hoisted her down. She was quiet as a mouse, keeping her eyes and her mouth shut. Next went Kalani. I liked his idea about testing the weight limit by sending him before me.
He's almost there.
Good, because we don't have much longer with this door. Angel!
I got it! Oh! It slipped through my fingers.
God, did he drop this?
No, he's okay. He wasn't far from the rooftop.
How much did we lose?
Of our rope? All of it.
Start making another.
We have like two sheets. That's not enough.
That's it then?
I don't know.
Grab the handle and give me your radio. I need to be able to talk to him.
What are you gonna do? Just toss it to them? No warning at all?
I wrapped a cloth bumper. It ain't gonna kill him.
Bob hit me on the damn head with this thing. What the hell are we gonna do now?
Good. You got it.
Yes. Now what the hell are you gonna do to get out of there?
It's simple. We're not.
What did you just say? What do you mean we're not?
You heard me. We can try and shoot our way out and fail. Or we can jump six floors to the rooftop. It's not gonna happen.
Horseshit, man. We can get the ropes back up there.
How? Get to the other building, get the helicopter, and get the hell out of here. Got it?
No!
Get to the chopper!
Come on, there's gotta be something.
No, there doesn't.
Well, I'm not letting go of this door.
I don't expect you to.
We're thinking. Just don't worry. We'll come up with something.
I shouldn't have let the fat one go first.
He's the pilot, and it was the right thing to do.
But he could have gone last.
The sheet was rubbing on the ledge. It could have happened to any of us.
How can you give up so easily?
Getting all crazy and upset isn't going to change where we are now.
I won't, Bert. I can't. Just keep thinking.
Well, at least we got two of us out.
Bert, come on!
Those two down there can't do anything to help us, and you know it. They wouldn't even make it past the stairwell.
What about the people at the tower? Wait, they could.
What could they do? Really? Risk all of them to save the two of us? You're an officer. You know what this is. Here, I'll take the door.
What? I have it!
They need to get moving. Talk to them.
What do I say?
Whatever you need to. Let's get going.
Hey, guys. Guys, you still there?
Kalani's looking for a way down from here. We'll find something. Just hang in there, okay?
You need to go, okay?
What? No.
No freaking way. Hey, Bert. I found the C4 in your backpack. We can use that.
Hold the button, Angel. Hey, don't even try. You'll never get it close enough to matter. The building's overrun, and they'll get you in the stairwell.
Angel, you still
Tell Kalani this isn't like the alley. No one's coming for us.
We will try.
You can't. There's no way to make it to us. Please, go, okay?
We'll go over the map again. There has to be another way.
This is like the fridge, okay? We're just gonna wait it out.
Don't bullshit me. This is not the same. You won't make it.
Get Kalani to that helicopter, get the hell out of LA, and don't look back!
Don't say that! Please!
Look, you don't need me, okay? Remember? Go, okay?
No.
Just go, okay?
No.
Please! Just go.
Angel just sat there, staring out the window at Kalani and Riley down below. Couldn't see it myself, but he told me they'd eventually walked away and into the roof access, leading them back inside. It was just the two of us now.
Due to the holiday, next week's episode will be put out the following week. Happy holidays from all of us at We're Alive. Download the podcast for free on iTunes and Zune. Keyword, We're Alive. To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com. Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, Nate Gies, Otto Sterk, Elisa Elliott, Kevin Flood, Jay Oligario, Scott Marvin, Blair Beihauer, Claire Doden, Shirley Jordan. I'm Michael Swan. Edited by Casey Whalen. This chapter was written by Casey Whalen. Composers, Katie Whalen, and Ron Gallagher. We're Alive was created and produced by Shane Salk and K.C. Whalen. Zombie intern, Grayson Stone. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com. This has been a Modern Myth production.